Liam for bringing her, even though she hadn't given him a choice. I was still curious as to why humans were brought in to help, but I didn't dare ask. I didn't know everything that Maddie had been through, but I knew it was bad. Hearing her confessions to Jack had rattled me, and I couldn't stop thinking of Jenna and what I'd have done if they'd have tried that with her. I don't think I would have had the restraint Liam had. I'd have wanted blood. Hell, I wanted blood for Maddie. I knew I'd see nothing but red if that had been my mate. It was getting late. I watched Jenna stifle a yawn.
You guys came by helicopter, right? Are you planning on spending the night? It's kind of late to head back home now, Jenna said thoughtfully.
I don't think we even thought that far ahead. The helicopter already headed back with the others. We'll pick up a rental and drive back tomorrow. Do you guys have room for us to crash? We can get a hotel if you want to be alone, Kyle said. I appreciated his understanding, as Jenna and I were newly bonded, after all.
We have plenty of room.
She got up and walked over to the laundry room, returning with an armful of freshly laundered sheets and towels.
Let me just change the sheets and make up the beds. There are four bedrooms upstairs. This place is crazy big, much more than we need. But we like the peace and quiet out here.
Well, it was peaceful and quiet our first week here, at least before today, Jenna said, exasperated after the day's events. My brothers all laughed. Maddie jumped up.
Let me help you with that, Jenna.
Sure, she said gratefully.
The girls disappeared up the stairs. I watched them go, talking amicably. I felt a sense of peace wash over me. Jenna and I were going to be okay. Any concerns about my family that had tried to infiltrate my brain were being put to rest, seeing the two girls already becoming fast friends.
She's nice, Chase.
You did good, baby brother, Kyle said. I didn't need his praise, but it sure felt good to have it.
Thanks. She's the best.
I'll admit I was a little concerned when we were here last, Liam confessed. But I was wrong. She's really good for you. You've settled. I can feel the change.
She'll have you neutered in no time.
But it's not all bad, Patrick said, and we all grimaced at the analogy. Shaking my head, I threw a pillow at Patrick's head, laughing as Kyle and Liam clearly had the same idea. Pillows went flying in his direction.
How are Kelsey and Xander doing? I asked Kyle, changing the subject.
His entire being brightened as he went into a ramble about how amazing his mate and son were. I started tuning him out immediately. He was still talking when the girls returned.
Who's Xander? Jenna asked, joining in the conversation.
My nephew, Kyle's kid. He's 1 year old.
You've seen his picture taped to my computer back at the doghouse, I said absentmindedly.
The little blonde with the curls? She asked.
That's him, Kyle said proudly.
He's really cute. So the older kid with the dark hair, that's Oscar? She asked, remembering the pictures I kept taped to my monitor.
Yes, Maddie said. That's our little boy. Or not so little these days, I guess. He'll be 8 this year. It's unbelievable.
I could see Jenna calculating and putting things together.
Oscar's the greatest kid on the planet, Liam said matter-of-factly.
Z's a cool kid, but he's still got big shoes to fill.
I can't deny that, Kyle conceded.
It was nice catching up with my brothers, but I was thankful when they finally decided to call it a night. It had been a long day, and I was ready to settle down and be alone with my mate. Or as alone as one could be with four sets of wolf ears nearby. I wished I had thought to bring the dampener with me, but why would I? That was supposed to be the great thing about the cabin. No need to be quiet or worry about anyone hearing a thing. I took Jenna's hand as she said goodnight and led her back to our bedroom. It stunk of Liam and Maddie, and I had another urge to go mark every inch of the place. It left me restless, and I knew I wasn't going to go to sleep until it was done.
Sorry, I said. I really have something I need to do. I didn't want to tell her what I was up to. It wasn't that I was ashamed, but I knew panthers didn't have the same urges and territorial nature as wolves.
I walked outside and stripped, leaving my clothes on the back patio, and shifted into my wolf. My leg had been aching all night, and this would be a benefit to help it heal faster, too.
I took off at a full sprint to the marker at the edge of the property line. I peed on it and every 500 feet around the property from there. Then I peed a trail back up the driveway and all over the house. I wasn't proud of my actions, but it sure helped to calm my wolf and give me the satisfaction that if any shifter came near my property again, they would know this land was taken. It was something I should have done the second we bought the place. It had taken longer than I thought, and when I shifted back to my skin, I noticed immediately how much better my leg felt. I didn't bother putting my clothes back on, just quietly crept into the house and to my room. I expected Jenna to be asleep, so she startled me when she spoke.
"Is your leg all better now?" she asked sleepily.
"Much," I said. I could still smell my brother and his mate on my blanket. Knowing the wild smell of wolf was still strong on my skin, I rolled around on the top cover until their scents were only a memory. Content, I crawled under the sheets and pulled Jenna to my side. She sighed and rested her head on my shoulder. My pulse sped up the second I realized she was naked and waiting for me. I pulled her further up my body until our faces aligned, and I kissed her. I meant to keep it sweet and loving, but my wolf had me in an agitated state for much too long. I had marked my territory, and I desperately needed to mark my woman. She moaned into my mouth as I aggressively ravished her. When I pulled back to catch my breath, she giggled. "Did you mark the entire perimeter?" I stared at her, my mouth slightly ajar before dropping my head back on the pillow. Busted. No comment. "I'm not sure you should try marking me, too, with so much company and sensitive ears around," she told me. I stared back at her and laughed. I rubbed my body against hers until my scent covered her. I could smell her arousal when I was done, and as I leaned down and kissed my bond mark on her neck and blew my scent onto her sensitive skin, it spiked, filling the room and combining with my own. "Hopefully they'll be leaving first thing in the morning," I whispered. We snuggled back down and tried to go to sleep. Much to my surprise, after a bit of restlessness, my body finally relaxed and I was out like a light. The smell of fresh eggs, bacon, and coffee woke me the next morning. To my disappointment, the bed was empty and Jenna was nowhere in sight. I went to the bathroom, dressed, and followed the scent of coffee.
"Morning, sleepyhead," Jenna said, giving me a quick kiss on the lips and handing me a mug of steaming coffee.
Grateful, I took a long sip, letting the heat seep through my body and slowly revive me. I closed my eyes and sighed. Damn, it's been a long time since a cup of morning coffee and a night with a sexy woman was that satisfying, Kyle teased.
"Speak for yourself," Patrick said. "Elise is..."
He was cut off with a synchronized chorus of, "No."
"She's our sister, you freak. We don't want to hear about your sex life," Liam told him.
Patrick shrugged, completely unaffected.
"Your loss."
"Gross, man. It's bad enough I lost my office chair. Don't make me lose my breakfast, too."
"Jenna, this looks amazing," Kyle said, trying to change the subject.
It disturbed me that I knew the exact chair they were talking about. I had noticed over winter break that it now resided in E's living room. "Ew," I thought. Way more information than I ever needed to know. Maddie handed out plates that Jenna dished up, and we all sat around our kitchen table. After discovering what Patrick had done in Kyle's office, I wasn't too sure he'd want to hear about what Jenna and I had done at the exact spot his breakfast now sat. I chanced to look at my mate, and when our eyes met, she blushed furiously, and I knew she was thinking the same thing. We both cracked up, ignoring the inquiries from the others.
Jenna. Chapter 22. Meeting Chase's family wasn't as weird as I'd expected. I'd already met Liam and Patrick before, but only very casually. That whole night had been a bit of a blur. It was the night Chase realized I was a twin and that he wasn't going crazy, just mixing us up. My life had been such a whirlwind since then, but getting to spend time with Maddie and his brothers, gave me hope that our future would work out okay. I was envious of their closeness. A part of me wished Tessa and I could be that close. Kyle and Patrick spent most of the morning securing the land and installing a surveillance system around the house. Liam stayed close to Maddie, who I now realized was pregnant. I wasn't sure how I missed her protruding baby belly sooner, but they were ridiculously cute together. Kyle walked back in just in time for lunch.
Damn you, pup! Did you have to mark the entire property line? You're disgusting. I told you we'd secure it for you.
Chase shrugged.
Had to do what I had to do.
After lunch, they said their goodbyes when an Uber car arrived to take them to the rental car they had booked, to return home in. Maddie hugged me close and told me she couldn't wait to see me again. We made plans to get together over spring break.
Take care of that boy,
Kyle told me as he hugged me, too. Wolves were far more touchy-feely than panthers. It would take a little getting used to, but it didn't feel awkward or uncomfortable either. Their scents were comforting with similar smells to Chase's, but not exactly. Why do you all smell similar? I finally asked Chase when everyone had left.
I'm actually surprised you noticed. Your nose is more sensitive than you let on. The smell is pack. All Westons have a similar scent. It's one of the ways we recognize each other as pack.
Will I smell like that too? I asked curiously. Chase leaned in and sniffed, sending shivers through my body.
Yup. It's a little faint, but I'm pretty sure it's not just me.
He trailed kisses down my neck, tickling my skin and making me giggle. A knock on the door interrupted things before they could escalate. I went to answer it.
Are we interrupting something? Anita asked.
You're looking a little flushed there. I knew I was blushing, but I didn't care. Come on in. His brothers just left, so no, you weren't, for the record. Wow, this place is huge, Anita said, looking about in awe. Matt was with her, but had kept quiet so far.
Hey, who is it?
Chase yelled from the kitchen as he worked on washing the lunch dishes. Matt and Anita are here, I hollered back.
Hey, man, welcome to our humble abode,
Chase said, walking around the corner, then stopping to shake hands and bro-hug Matt.
I still can't believe you bought her a house. You said a cabin. This is not a cabin,
Matt said, shaking his head. I left the two guys and grabbed Anita's hand. Come on, I'll give you the grand tour. We started upstairs, four bedrooms plus the office that we already set up with desks and work areas for both of us in the loft. We originally considered each taking one of the upstairs bedrooms for offices, but neither of us wanted to be that isolated from the other. I really thought there was no way we needed four extra bedrooms, but we filled three of them last night, so I guess they'll get some use after all, I confessed. This is amazing, Jenna. I can't even believe it. I'm so proud of you, Anita said, getting a little emotional. You are? Yes. Look at you. You're following your heart instead of your head. I never thought in a million years you'd defy your father like this.
I'm not trying to defy anyone, Anita, I said sadly.
I just can't do what's expected of me. It's been kind of freeing, actually, not living up to anyone's expectations but mine. Anita hugged me. I just don't want to see you get hurt. Chase Weston isn't exactly the model image of boyfriend. I'm worried about you, I laughed. He's not my boyfriend, Anita. He's my mate. I know, I think I'm still in shock. It seemed odd to me that I was more comfortable with Chase's brothers and Maddie than I was with Matt and Anita's visit. My panther was restless while they were there, and when they suggested going to see a movie, I quickly encouraged them to go but said I had a headache and wanted to rest instead.
What was that all about?
Chase asked as our guests left.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Sorry. If you really want to see the movie, we can go. I don't know. I was just done. I don't know why, but having them here was stressing me out, I admitted. I don't understand why having virtual strangers here was perfectly fine. I enjoyed having your brothers and Maddie stay, but Anita and Matt just felt off. She's my best friend, Chase. What's wrong with me?
Nothing is wrong with you, princess,
he said lovingly.
Remember that smell you were asking about? You said my brothers smelled a little like me. I nodded. That's because they're pack, sweetheart. That smell should always bring you comfort. Being part of a pack is very different from what you're used to, but I can already see the signs of your panther reaching out and accepting it. Over the semester, you've gone from tolerating my fraternity brothers for an hour or two to pulling all-nighters playing video games. It's not quite the same there, but wolves do lean towards each other. They are my pack away from home, I guess you could say. That feeling of comfort is only magnified with our actual pack. You'll see when we go home for spring break. About that, I hesitated. Do you really think that's a good idea? Yeah, I do. I think it's really important for us. For you, he said. I don't know how to get out of going to Cabo with my sisters, I admitted, biting my lip in frustration. Chase started to speak, and then hesitated. Is that what you want? Be honest with me, because I can sense when you aren't, you know. Would you rather spend the week in Cabo with Tessa and the other girls? I looked up into his beautiful brown eyes and slowly shook my head. No, I would rather spend it with you. He grinned, popping out those dimples. So, are you saying you'd rather just stay home and hang out here alone with me all week instead of going to my parents? I knew he was teasing me and it made me blush anyway. I also knew the answer was a most definite yes. When his grin deepened, I knew he knew it too, without me having to make the confession. Okay, so how about this? A compromise. I already know our Friday classes are canceled again, so we'll head out Thursday night and make the drive back to San Marco. We'll stay through the weekend and then play it by ear. If you want to come home early, we'll drive back on Monday. Though Mom may harass us to stay for her Tuesday night family dinner. Just leave her to me if she starts to guilt you. Okay, I can do that. Except that the girls aren't leaving until Friday, and it may draw even more attention my way if I leave before them. Fine. We'll leave on Friday as soon as the girls make their exit for Cabo. Deal? I nodded, feeling a little relieved. On the one hand, I was excited to see his family again, at least those I had already met. But on the other hand, I was terrified to meet his parents, especially his mother. I couldn't imagine any mother being happy her wolf son would choose a panther for a mate. Don't worry so much. They're going to love you, Chase said, and my eyes shot up to meet his. Can you hear my thoughts? I asked. I knew it was a stage of bonding, but I didn't think it should happen that quickly. Then again, I'd been able to feel his emotions and his location since almost the beginning, and that was one of the final stages of a fully bonded pair. No, I can't. I hope to someday, but that's one of the final stages of a sealed bond, he told me. I looked at him like he had two heads. No, it's not. And we're already exhibiting signs of a sealed bond, Chase. We are? Like what? I hesitated. Could he really not feel it? I can feel your emotions, Chase. I can sense your presence and always know where you are. It started happening even before we met, and it totally freaked me out. That's one of the final stages of the bond. Chase laughed. Maybe we should go through the stages. I think maybe they are different for different animal shifters. That's the only thing that would make sense. For a wolf, emotions and presence are among the first signs of a bond beginning. Really? I said curiously. Panthers are more touch-driven. Our first signs can be the feel of presence, too, but also the physical connection. What do you mean? He asked. I picked up my knife and pressed the blunt end hard into the palm of my hand. Ow! He said, staring down at his own hand in disbelief. I shrugged. I knew you were injured before I got here yesterday. It's one of the reasons my panther was so aggressive. I could feel it. That should strengthen over time, where if you get hurt, it physically hurts me, too. But that part takes a lot longer. The sensations begin at the start of the bond. This is so cool, he said excitedly. It's like our bond signs are in different orders, but we're getting hit with both at the same time. Telecommunication usually takes longer for us, but it typically happens before physical feelings. And for panthers, it's the emotional connection that comes toward the end, I said. So you can imagine that all this really had me freaked out. That first day of calculus, I knew you were there. I could feel your presence, and I shouldn't have been able to do that.
I was looking all over for you. I knew you should have felt my presence, and yet you didn't react at all. I scanned the entire room waiting for you to turn around or show some sign of recognition, and nothing. I mean, I could hone in on your general location, but I didn't understand why you wouldn't react to the mating call.
I guess because I shouldn't have felt it that way. The mating call for panthers, or so I've been told, starts with a physical connection. You usually have to be in close proximity, and it's described as feeling a brush across your skin. My mom always called it the shivers, like when goosebumps break out on your skin for no reason. I do get that with you, too, just the added emotional stuff had me weirded out at first. But I guess if we're each experiencing both of our mating signs, that makes sense. He thought about it and nodded.
I know that feeling you're talking about. I never really attributed it to the bond, though. It's kind of cool how our bond is merging both wolf and panther traits.
The rest of the weekend seemed to fly by. I was grateful for every second I had alone with Chase. When it was just the two of us, life was perfect. Once again, going back to the real world Sunday evening was hard on the both of us. Chase dropped me off in the parking lot behind my sorority house, and an hour later I met him in the library for our study group. Matt and Anita didn't show up this time, and neither did Chad, which meant no actual studying occurred in the 3 hours we had the room reserved, and we made use of all 3 hours. There was something about doing stuff in a semi-public place that you were not supposed to be doing that made it all the more exciting. After I left, I wasn't sure I could ever set foot in that room again without blushing. It was like all the stress of the weekend finally came to a head, and all we could do was hold on to each other for dear life. Even I could smell the scent of sex in the air as we left. 2 stacks away, I heard a giggle so like my own it made me freeze to the spot. Tessa? It had to be her. No sooner had I thought it than Tessa rounded the corner, pulling down her shirt as Jack stepped out from behind her. Both their eyes widened, guilt written all over their faces. Looked like I wasn't the only one getting a little action in the library that night. It never dawned on me that Chase's arm was still around my waist until Tessa's eyes turned from guilt to shock as she took in the scene before her.
"Jack?" Chase said, nodding.
"Chase?" he acknowledged in the same manner.
"You two know each other?"
Tessa questioned, still looking back and forth between me and Chase. It was obvious she was trying to make sense of what she was seeing. Bad boy Chase Weston with her perfect, do-no-wrong sister. My heart started beating fast in my chest, and I feared I might hyperventilate. Taking a deep breath, I turned towards Chase.
"Well, thanks for the lesson, and I'll see you in calculus tomorrow."
"Oh, that's right. You have study group tonight," Tessa said, as if suddenly that made far more sense. Yet Chase hadn't let go of me. I wanted to smack him for it, but I could feel his wolf on edge, probably responding to my own threatening panic attack. I pivoted to walk away, but Chase moved at the same time, and I crashed into the hard wall of his chest. His arms instinctively wrapped around me as he checked to make sure I was okay.
"Ow,"
I said without thinking.
"Jenna, look at me."
His deep voice rumbled through my body.
"Jenna,"
he said again, this time a little more demanding. I shook my head, still buried in his chest. "I'm fine. I'm not hurt. Just a little embarrassed." To make matters worse, Tessa started laughing. Jack joined in, and I could even feel without looking that Chase was grinning enough to pop out the dimples, even if he refrained from actually laughing. His arms wrapped around me as his hand rubbed my back. I started to hug him back and then froze. No one was laughing when I flattened my hands against his stomach and pushed back, giving him a look to tell him to behave.
"Okay, then," I said, nervously worrying my bottom lip. "Tessa, see you later. Jack, good to see you again. And you," I said, looking up at Chase.
"See you tomorrow." I turned quickly and walked away. I didn't even make it to the stairwell before Tessa caught up to me.
"Wait, wait, wait," she said. "Jenna, stop."
I turned around slowly and tried to look as innocent as possible. Fortunately, that was a face I was used to hiding behind. Hands on her hips, she asked, "How do you know Jack? I didn't even introduce you." crap. Of all the things for her to pick up on, that was one I wasn't expecting. I met him this weekend. He thought I was you, I said simply. It wasn't exactly a lie. Oh. She seemed to ponder my answer. But you weren't around campus this weekend, and Jack was visiting his brother and just got back, so where did you meet? Jack walked up, then quickly turned and headed back towards Chase, who laughed at his quick exit. I looked back at my sister, still waiting on an answer. I knew I couldn't lie to her. Not telling her was one thing. Lying just wasn't in my nature. I couldn't do it. Not here, Tessa. Please, let's go and I'll answer whatever questions you have. She looked back at Chase and Jack, and then nodded. Let me just say goodbye to Jack, Tessa said. Okay. While she went to speak to Jack, Chase came over to check on me. We walked into the stairwell for a little privacy. I won't lie to her, Chase. She's already questioning where I was all weekend and how I know Jack. My evasive answer didn't appease her, and let's face it, I'm just not any good at sneaking around. I've never been able to really tell a lie. Jenna, it's okay. She's your twin sister. You should be able to tell her anything. I sighed. It's not the same for us like it is with you and your brothers. We're just different. Do you want me to stay with you? We can tell her together, whatever you want. Just tell me what to do, Chase said sweetly. I don't know if that would be better or worse. I guess I should talk to her alone, I said, still not certain of the decision. If you change your mind, I'm only a phone call away, and you will call me regardless once you're done talking, right? I rolled my eyes. Do you really think I'd fall asleep without telling you goodnight? He grinned and leaned down to kiss me. I wrapped my arms around his neck and pulled him close, channeling his energy to boost my confidence. Of course, Tessa chose that moment to open the door to the stairwell. Oh, sorry, she said, stumbling back into the library. Tessa, wait. It's fine. Come on. We have a lot to talk about, I said, feeling a little more confident. You got this, Chase whispered, kissing my temple before releasing me. I gave him what I hoped was a reassuring smile before turning my focus towards Tessa. Halfway down the stairs, I stopped. I didn't want the sisters to overhear us. I wasn't sure where we could go to truly have privacy. I briefly thought about going to Chase's room, where he had the dampener, but then I remembered Chad was staying there now, and that wouldn't be fair. Turning back, I saw Chase still watching us from the landing. We need a place to talk, I said. Can I borrow the Jeep? Chase didn't hesitate as he tossed his keys down towards me. I caught them midair. Thanks, I hollered back up to him as we turned and walked out of the library. Tessa and I walked in silence across campus towards the doghouse. Brett was in the parking lot near the Jeep. Hey, Jenna, where are you off to tonight? He looked back and forth between me and Tessa. I'm not expected to actually know which one is you and which is your sister, right? Tessa shot me a side glance. I knew she was used to being the popular one and I was just the sister. I could only imagine how she must have felt, like she just got pulled into some weird alternate universe. Jenna, I said, waving. This is Tessa. Tess, this is Brett. Hi, she said softly with none of her usual flirtations. Where are you ladies off to this fine evening? Not sure yet, just going for a drive. Chase actually handed over the keys to his baby? I jangled the keys for him. Brett laughed and shook his head, but I was thankful he kept his mouth shut from further comments. Drive safe. It was nice to meet you, Tessa. See you later, Jenna. Tessa didn't say a word until we were both in the Jeep. She turned and looked at me as I started it up. There was hurt in her eyes. It's like you have this whole life I know nothing about, Jen. How is that even possible? I sighed. I'm sorry, Tess. I know we have a lot to talk about, and I promise to answer any questions you have. I put the Jeep in reverse and pulled out of the parking spot. I headed off campus, not certain where I was headed. As soon as we were on the road, Tessa turned her full attention on me. Okay, clearly you wanted to make certain no one hurt us, and I can sort of guess why, so spill it. What is going on with you and Chase Weston? Don't think for one second that it has gone unnoticed that he, too, has been MIA the last 2 weekends. Were you with him? Are you two, like, together? I took a deep breath. started to close my eyes, then forced myself not to, since I was behind the wheel of his baby. Yes, I said, nibbling on my lip. I was so nervous.
Okay, so where did you go? Were you just at the doghouse all weekend? Matt and a few of the guys said they hadn't seen him.
No. We weren't on campus, I said honestly.
So what, you take off on romantic weekend getaways with Chase Weston? Did he take you to some exotic place?
Tessa laughed at the thought. Tess, this isn't funny. If you're just going to poke fun at me, we can head back to campus.
I'm sorry, Jen. I didn't mean to upset you.
You really like him, don't you? She asked. I nodded.
Oh, Jenna. I truly hope you're having a good time, but you're not exactly a fling sort of girl. And this is Chase Weston we're talking about. He's way out of your league, and I don't want to see you get hurt.
Chase won't hurt me, I told her.
We all want to believe that when it's happening to us. You think I don't dream about a happily ever after with Jack? I know it's not possible. Besides, Daddy would never allow it. But hey, at least he's a feline. Chase is a wolf, Jenna. Daddy will freak.
Daddy will freak out about anyone who isn't a Black Panther, and you know it. Jack isn't any better than Chase just because he's a cat. The fact is, he's not Panther, and that's all that matters to our father. I'm well aware of what's going to happen when Daddy finds out about me. I haven't told you about Chase because I didn't want it getting back to him. I didn't want him to take you away from me. I'm not ready to lose you. Tears pricked my eyes as I spoke. Jenna, don't cry. I don't care what Daddy says. You're my sister, my twin. You're never going to lose me, she said, causing tears to streak down my cheeks. You don't know how much I wish that were true. I love you, Tessa, I told her honestly. Throughout our admissions, I wasn't really paying attention to where I was going until I was turning into the driveway of the cabin. I gasped.
Where are we? Tessa asked.
I don't know what I was thinking. I didn't mean to come here. Shit, I said. Well, I suppose if we're going to have this talk, we're going all in.
Suddenly, my reserve strengthened and I was ready to face the facts. Wow. Look at this place. It's amazing, Tessa said, craning her neck to look at the house.
I parked the Jeep and got out, motioning for her to follow.
Wait, is this where you've been hiding out with Chase? She asked.
I laughed. Yeah, for the most part. I unlocked the house and escorted her in, remembering to stop and turn off the new alarm system Kyle and Patrick had installed. I hesitated for a minute to see how I'd react. Home. I sighed in relief. Thankful I felt no fear or worries after the incident with the tigers. I was confident in my mate and his ability to protect our territory. Want something to drink? I asked Tessa as she looked around, not even bothering to try to hide her interest.
Sure. So, does Chase's family own this place? She asked.
Something like that, I told her. I knew I was terrible at evading questions. I went to the kitchen and poured us both Cokes. I suspected it was going to be a long night. I only hoped Tessa kept her word and I really wouldn't lose her after this. At least not yet. I brought the drinks into the living room and sank down on the couch. The familiar smells surrounding me helped calm my nerves. I kicked off my shoes and sat crisscross applesauce with my back to the arm of the couch. Tessa came and joined me. I motioned towards her glass.
Thanks, she said, taking it and looking a little uncomfortable. So, spill it. What's going on with you?
I took a deep breath. I still hadn't come up with an easy way to say it. So, much like with Anita, I just blurted it out. Tessa, you don't have to worry about Chase hurting me because he can't.
Jenna, I know you want to believe that, but...
No, Tessa, you're not hearing me. He can't hurt me. Chase Weston is my one true mate. Trust me, I know how crazy that sounds, but it's the absolute truth. I waited with bated breath to see how she'd react. The last thing I expected was for her to laugh in my face. Hurt, I recoiled, pulling my knees up to my chest and wrapping my arms around them, as if that in some way would protect me.
Your true mate is a freaking dog? Tessa asked, laughing even harder.
Tears silently streamed down my face at the pain in her words. When Tessa finally caught her breath and looked over at me, She turned white as a sheet of paper. Oh, no, Jenna. I didn't mean it like that. Look, there's something you need to know that made me find that funny. I wasn't laughing at you. Actually, I was laughing at Daddy. But I'll explain that in a bit. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to upset you. Tessa wrapped her arms around me and held me while I cried. I know how Daddy feels about mating outside our kind. You don't know how hard this was to tell you, I sobbed. Oh, Sissy, please don't cry. I'm so sorry, Tessa said, using a pet name she called me when we were small children. Look, just because Chase is your true mate doesn't mean you have to accept him. That's your decision to make. Don't you think I know that? It was my decision, Tessa, only mine. And I already made it. What are you saying? I pulled back and dried my eyes. Chase is my one true mate, and he always will be, Tess. I've already chosen him. This cabin is ours. We bought it last weekend. It's not Wolf and it's not Panther, it's just ours. A safe place no matter what happens. Chase wanted that for me, for us. Before she could respond, my phone rang. I looked down and saw Maddie's face on the screen. My stomach dropped as I tried to think of what could possibly have happened for her to call me. Sorry, Tess. I need to take this, I said, grabbing the phone. Hello? Jenna? Hey, it's Maddie. Hi, Maddie. Is everything okay? She must have heard the panic in my voice. Oh, sweetie, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to freak you out. Nothing's wrong. Everything's just fine. Oscar, the baby, everything? Absolutely everything. I just wanted to give you a heads up about this weekend. We're kidnapping you Saturday for a girls' day. Elise wanted it to be a surprise, but I didn't want to just spring it on you. She and Kelsey and Lily can't wait to meet you. It's going to be fun, I promise. And if it's too much, just let me know and I'll tame it down a notch. Oh, okay. I couldn't believe they'd be that excited to meet me. It was a little overwhelming already. You sure everything's okay? Yeah, everything's fine, but hey, look, I'm talking to my sister right now, family stuff. Can I call you back later? No need, Jenna. We'll talk on Friday. Right, Friday. Thanks for the heads up, Maddie. Looking forward to hanging out and getting some girl time in. Me too. I'll see you soon. I hung up the phone. Tessa was staring at me. What was that? I don't think I know a Maddie. No, you wouldn't. She's Chase's sister-in-law. I'm not going to Cabo this weekend, Tess. I'm going to San Marco to meet the rest of Chase's family. Oh, right. So, you're like serious with him then. You're really going to go through with the bond? I pulled my shirt down and exposed his bond mark on my neck. We've already sealed the deal, Tessa. I bit my lip, waiting for her to yell or scream or do something with the news. The last thing I expected was the loud squeal that came out of my sister. OMG! You're serious? My baby sister is all properly mated and everything? What was it like? Tell me everything. I had seen this side of Tessa with friends over the years, never with me, though. What do you want to know? Did it hurt? No, not really. Not like you'd expect. I mean, it stung a little, I guess. Oh my gosh. You're not a virgin anymore. Are you? I shook my head. Tessa pouted. You, Anita, what's wrong with me? I'm going to be the last of all our sisters to get laid. I laughed. Of all the things to worry about, Tessa focused on me losing my virginity before her. It was an odd situation I had never considered. Wait, you mean you and Jack? She shook her head. Never? Never. Hey, you never did tell me how you and Jack really met. I know my whole face must have changed because I saw Tessa's pupils dilate with concern. I told her about how Jack and his brothers were using the cabin and what went down over the weekend. I explained that his brothers were really bad, but that he was actually a decent guy and set free in the end. She didn't seem quite as surprised to hear it as I had expected. You knew? I challenged. Not everything. Jack did tell me how he lost his virginity. It was disgusting and heartbreaking what his brothers did to him. He was forced to rape a girl, Jenna. It's why we haven't, you know, sealed the deal and all that. He still struggles with the guilt of it. He was caught with his brothers and held in captivity for years. He
He only escaped this past fall and has been trying to rebuild his life. He's really not a bad guy, Jenna.
I know, I said. And I knew about the rape, too.
You did?
She asked, shocked. Yeah, it sort of came out this weekend. Maddie, the one who just called, Chase's sister-in-law? Yep. She was the victim he raped, Tess.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
I think I'm going to puke,
she said dramatically.
You've met her? He told me she was dead.
I think he truly believed that. They had left her for dead, but obviously she's not. He looked like he was seeing a ghost when she walked in and confronted him. I felt terrible for both of them, and I really don't think he's a bad guy, Tess. He really cares about you, you know? I was bringing Anita over to see the house, and something just felt off. One of his brothers came out of the house, and I was terrified of him. Jack came out, too, and when he saw me, he thought it was you. He told me to get away and not come back, that he'd call as soon as he got rid of them. He tried to save me, or you, rather.
He did? Wait, you told Anita before me?
She pouted. Sorry, she sort of walked in on us last week. They said they weren't coming to study group and then showed up anyway, so I had to tell her. Tessa and I stayed up half the night talking about anything and everything. It was wonderful and bittersweet. It felt like the bond between twins, like the kind you read about in books, but I had rarely experienced in my lifetime until that moment. Despite her assurance that no matter what Daddy said, I'd always have her in my life, I didn't dare cling to that hope. We ended up falling asleep on the couch. I awoke to 8 missed messages, all from Chase. I hadn't even heard it ring once. Checking my settings, I realized it was still shut off because I had silenced it after it started ringing in the library the evening before. When several people had scolded me for it, as I was walking in to meet up with Chase for our study group, which had resulted in very little studying, unless you count me memorizing the ridges of his abs. Checking the clock on my phone, I realized I was going to be late for calculus. Tessa, you have to wake up. I'm late for class, I told her, knowing it took an act from God himself to wake my sister. She grumbled while I started brewing coffee, hoping the scent would rouse her. Tess, I'm in classes most of the day. You have to hurry. My pleas were only met with more grumbling. With the coffee ready, I quickly filled 2 travel mugs and was surprised and thankful to see Tessa starting to stir. I shoved one of the mugs into her hands and wrapped my arm around her to heft her up. A little help, Tess? God, you're heavy. I complained. That was enough to get her moving.
Hey, I've only gained a few pounds this semester. You don't have to poke fun, she whined.
I'm not making fun, but I'm literally begging you to move so I don't have to carry you all the way to the Jeep. She giggled but straightened.
Do I have time to go to the bathroom at least?
No, I'll drop you off at the house. You can do the walk of shame and be the talk of gossip all week. You'll love it. She looked at me and pouted. Where did you get those clothes? I live here, remember? She looked around in a sleepy daze as reality slowly settled back in.
Oh, right. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, let's go.
To my relief, she finally relented. I made it back to campus, dropped Tessa off, and drove over to my first class. I ran the short distance to the building and arrived breathless, just as the professor walked in. He looked at me and shook his head with a look of disappointment, but didn't comment. Chase and Anita were already there waiting. Are you okay? You never called last night, he said, his voice filled with worry while looking me over to see that I was okay. I'm fine, sorry. We went back to the cabin and then fell asleep after talking until like 4 a.m. I'm exhausted and didn't think Tessa would ever wake up.
Tessa knows about the cabin?
Anita whispered, clearly listening into our conversation. I nodded. Tessa knows everything. Chase was watching me carefully, but didn't reach out like I could vividly feel he wanted to.
And?
He asked. I smiled, genuinely happy. We're good. She took it much better than I expected.
Chase, Chapter 23. Seeing that Jenna was okay made me feel like I could breathe again. After everything that had happened over the weekend, I couldn't help but freak a little when she didn't call or answer my calls the night before. I knew she and her sister had gone off to talk, and they had likely left campus and she took my Jeep, but that certainly didn't help my sanity one bit. I think it was the first time that I fully understood just how important she was to me. Jenna Lockhart was my life. She was my future. She owned my heart and was the only person I wanted to spend my time with. I was glad she had time with her sister, but a part of me was jealous of that too, because I had missed her so much, and I didn't want to miss out on any part of her life. I scolded myself for being a sap. I was whipped. There was no denying it. Maybe I needed to spend a little time with my fraternity brothers and remember what it was like without Jenna consuming my every thought. Nah, there was no point because I knew she'd still be there, if only in my mind. I was a goner. I simply couldn't imagine my life without her. Though I knew the old Chase from even 3 months ago would be kicking my own ass over it. Even knowing that, with her by my side, I simply didn't care. Without thinking, I reached for her hand, threading her fingers between mine. I needed that physical contact as much as I needed air to breathe. She looked over and smiled, and my world righted itself again. She scooted in her seat a little closer to me. It wasn't until the end of class, as the whispers began, that I even realized what I had done. My heightened wolf hearing tuned in quickly to the gossip line running rampant throughout the room the moment someone said, "Lockhart." "Did you see Chase Weston with Tessa Lockhart? They were looking pretty cozy in class. Can you believe it?" one girl said as we were leaving class. She was near the aisle, and when we reached her, I leaned in and whispered to my eager audience, "That's Jenna, not Tessa. If you insist on spreading freaking gossip, at least get her damn name right." She flushed, as did the two girls with her caught talking about us. I pointed to my ears. Benefits of being a wolf. Jenna was waiting for me at the door. "What was that all about?" she asked. "I'm sorry. Seems every eye in the room was watching us today. I shouldn't have reached for you like that." She looked back into the classroom as the girls I had just spoken to scrambled to look away and pretend they weren't continuing to watch us. To my surprise, Jenna just shrugged. "Honestly, my best friend knows, my sister knows. Screw the rest of them. Let them gossip. Who would believe them anyway? Chase Weston doesn't do girlfriends, haven't you heard?" she said with a straight face. If it wasn't for the twinkle in her eye, I'd have thought she was being serious. "Girlfriend, huh?" I teased. "You really want to be my girlfriend?" She gave me a look like she was judging my sanity. "Let's see. If you were my girlfriend, I'd walk you to your next class." She laughed. "And where else are we headed right now?" I shrugged and grinned. "I would hold your hand, 'cause it's the only way I could keep from touching you all the time, everywhere," I said, lowering my voice and watching her pupils dilate to my insinuation. I held out my hand and she took it with a nervous giggle. "I'd steal a kiss when I could." I brought our joined hands up and kissed the back of her hand as she sighed. "And I'm pretty sure I have my old Letterman jacket I could dust off for you to wear. Maybe dig out my class ring. We could even go to the next school dance together." She stopped and let go of my hand, smacking me in the arm. "You are not as funny as you think you are," she said, laughing. "Yes, I am. I'm hysterical," I told her. The gossip continued to spread around campus. Jenna ignored it. I tried not to encourage it. I didn't realize the news of me having a girlfriend would cause other girls, especially the Thetas, to become even more aggressive. It was like I was no longer unreachable. I think it gave hope to several that if Jenna could tempt me, then they'd have a chance too. I wanted to scream out loud, "She's not my girlfriend, she's my maid, and none of you will ever compare," every time one of them tried to get close to me. Wasn't it just a week ago they were questioning my mating status? Did they really forget that quickly? Or was the thought of a wolf and a panther just too much for them to even consider? By Thursday, I'd had it. After my last class, I went straight over to the Panther House. Tessa answered the door when I knocked. "Hey, Tessa, Is Jenna around? I asked. She nodded and smiled. It's crazy how easily you can tell us apart. Even our own parents can't do that. I smiled. I've got that built-in Jenna detector, that's all. But I'll tell you, you confused the hell out of me at first. She laughed. I hadn't really thought about that, but yeah, you were acting a little weird that first week or two. Yeah, well, I didn't know there were two of you, I said. There's not, she assured me. I grinned back at her. Touché, you are correct about that. So where can I find her? Come on in. I followed Tessa down a hallway lined with doors. She knocked on the second door on the left before opening it and peeking her head in. Sounds like she's in the shower, Tessa said. Mind if I wait? I asked. Go on in, she said. And hey, Chase? Yeah? You'll watch out for her this week, right? I mean, I know you will. Just, she's going into pack territory. It makes me nervous. Keep her safe for me, okay? I'll protect that girl with my life, Tessa. Nothing's going to happen to her. I promise. Besides, you forget. She is pack. It's her territory now, too. Tessa didn't quite look convinced, but nodded. Hey, Tessa, can I ask you something now? She turned around at the door. Sure, what? So, you know that news is spreading like wildfire around this place, right? She nodded. And are you aware that I was assaulted by no less than 7 girls walking across campus just now? She snorted, crossing her arms over her chest defensively. I'm not surprised. Rumor has it that you are ready to settle down, and so they want to break you and Jenna up so they can have their chance. Or just seduce you into taking them instead of her. Yep, that's pretty much my theory too. So we were originally heading out of town tonight, but Jenna wanted to wait until tomorrow after you girls leave, so that we didn't draw any attention. Tessa laughed. A little late for that, hon. I grinned sheepishly. I know. So you cool if I take her today instead? She's a big girl, she can make that decision herself. But sure, for what it's worth, it's cool. Just take care of my sister. I love her, you know, I said honestly. She smiled. I'm happy for you guys. Really. I know it won't always be easy, but I don't have any problems with you, Chase. Glad to hear it, Tessa. Thanks. And have a great time in Cabo. She said goodbye and closed the door. I plopped down on Jenna's bed, looking around at her stuff and taking it all in. The water was still flowing in the shower, and I was tempted to strip and join her. No sooner had I thought of it, I heard a loud and off-key rendition of We Are the Champions coming from the bathroom. I couldn't help but laugh. My mate was a terrible shower singer. Shortly after the song ended, the shower cut off. I stayed on the bed and waited until she finally opened the door. She was wrapped in a towel. A second one piled high on top of her head, and steam surrounded her like a vision. She walked to her desk, picked up the phone, looked at it, and then put it back down. Her bottom lip jutted out in a pout.
Class ended an hour ago, she said to herself.
Yes, it did. Did you miss me? I asked, unable to keep quiet any longer. Jenna screamed, and as she whipped around to face me, she dropped her towel. There was no greater sight in the world than my mate naked. Her chest was heaving up and down as she tried to catch her breath. I'm sorry, I grinned. I didn't mean to scare you.
Scare me? Scare me? Oh no, I'm completely used to random guys hanging out in my bedroom. What are you doing here?
The door to her bedroom opened and she quickly reached for her towel to cover herself. 4 heads popped through the doorway to make sure she was okay. I had no doubt the sight of her standing before me, completely naked except for the towel still on her head, as she scrambled for the towel she'd dropped, was not what they envisioned from her terrified scream. 4 jaws hung open in shock. Tessa walked by them.
Sorry, sissy, I didn't think you'd freak out that bad.
You let that boy in her room? Ayana asked in disgust. With all those awful rumors about them flying around?
Drop it, Ayana. Jenna's a grown woman and can do as she pleases. Now close the door. You know she likes her privacy.
Tessa told her with some authority in her voice. To my surprise, they listened. A few blushes and a few mumbled sorries later, followed by the sound of the closed door, we were alone once again. I grabbed the towel from her and pulled her down onto my lap. Wrapping my arms around her, I kissed down her neck until I found my bond mark and paid special attention to the sensitive skin there. Jenna shivered in my arms. "Behave. My sisters are all home right now," she warned me. "Fine," I said. "Do you have any plans for the rest of the day?"
"No, why?" "Can we please just hit the road and get out of here? It's been a rough week."
"Aw, not enjoying being pawed over by every available female on campus," she hissed.
"I only enjoy being pawed over by one particular, only available to me, female on campus." That earned me a smile and a kiss. I refrained from deepening it and kissing her the way I really wanted to. "At the very least, can we go to the cabin tonight if you don't want to drive to San Marco now?" I asked.
"Tessa and the girls don't
care at all whether we leave today or tomorrow," I interrupted. "Trust me," I asked.
"You didn't," she said with a threat of punishment in her voice.
I grimaced. "I really did. I just talked to Tessa about it. It's fine."
"Chase, we talked about this."
"Jenna, the entire campus knows we're together. I think that ship sailed already." She slunk, her shoulders slouching forward. "Look, let's just get out of here and forget about it all. Hopefully we'll be old news by the time spring break is over."
"Fine. Let me get dressed and finish packing."
Jenna. Chapter 24. It didn't take me long to throw a few last-minute things into my bag and call it good. I'd been packing for days, second-guessing everything I put in there. I just wanted to make a good impression with his family. I was a nervous wreck as we loaded the Jeep and hit the road. It was already late afternoon, and we had several hours of driving ahead of us. It was strange. I mean, it wasn't like Chase and I never talked, but we'd never been stuck in a car side by side for hours on end before, either. At first, there was an awkward silence. When he flipped on the radio, I didn't like the song that was playing, so I changed it. He changed it back and started singing along, so I changed it again. I hit the scan button, and we let it roll until we finally came across a song we both agreed on. I sang along with him. I knew I was tone-deaf, but I just didn't care. I loved to sing. I saw the amusement on my mate's face, but he didn't comment on it. As we headed south, the scenery changed around us. I grabbed for the camera in my bag and started taking pictures through the window. It was so beautiful that everything else faded away except what I could see through my camera lens. I was surprised when the motion stopped. I dropped the camera and saw that Chase had pulled over at a scenic overlook stop. He was watching me, and I gave him an apologetic look. I had always been able to get lost behind a camera, seeing the world through its lens in a new light.
"Thought you'd get some better shots here. Plus, I could use a stretch," he said.
He opened his door, exited the Jeep, then closed the door behind him, and then jogged around the vehicle to open my door for me. I got out in awe of the beauty of nature around me. "This is one of my favorite stops on the trip," he told me. I didn't waste any time or need encouragement as I grabbed my camera and happily started snapping away. I lost track of time and had no idea we'd been there for almost an hour when I finally put the camera down. Chase was perched on the stone wall, meant to be a buffer between people and the drop-off on the other side. He was watching me. He looked peaceful and content. "Sorry," I said with an apologetic shrug. "Sometimes I just get lost behind the camera." In the months I'd known him, I had tried to keep it in check, mostly because I had been so nervous around him. But that had shifted after our mating. I was more comfortable with Chase Weston than I was with anyone else. I went to put my camera away, but instead I whipped it around in his direction and took a few candid shots before he caught on and started posing for me. He even tore off his shirt, and my mouth watered as I eagerly snapped pics of my shirtless mate. He redressed when I finally put it back in its case. "Okay, my turn," he said, pulling out his phone. He grabbed me around the waist and pulled me back towards him and held it out in front of us. I buried my head in his chest and shook my head. I hate having my picture taken, I confessed. Too bad.